Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
One is a football guy obsessed with the Pats and their QB.
Brady can play till he's 50. Changed my mind.
The other, a basketball guy who truly bleeds green.
But goddamn, the one thing that I love to do is sit down and watch the Boston Celtics at the end of the day.
Together, they make for a perfectly imperfect pair of Boston sports superfans.
Can we just become best friends?
Yep.
It's the Oddballs with Fitzy and Gilroy on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Yeah, I want to start with apologizing. You know, our opinion is, that this didn't impact the game.
I think we have to respect it.
I didn't say it didn't impact the game.
I think they're the favorite in the clubhouse beyond New England. It's the Tennessee Titans.
Anything's possible. Anything's possible!
Good afternoon, Fitzy.
Good afternoon, Gilroy.
It is spectacular to see you here today.
Oh, let me tell you, it is. I'm so glad I'm not in Florida anymore. I just got so tired of the fresh fish and the sunshine and the endless happy hours and the big wide roads and time to myself. Yeah, I just. Oh, baseball, all those things. Optimism. Hope.
Optimism. What is that? I know nothing about optimism. Nothing at all about optimism.
Expense account dinners. I came home. I'm so glad I'm back. It's freezing outside.
It is.
Everyone's miserable. One of my kids is sick. It's like, all right, here we go. That's what I'm talking about.
But you got some color. Your face is kind of red. You got some color. You look good.
Thank you. I actually went to the beach. I was mocked for it, nay, ridiculed on my own show, or rather the show that I participate in.
No, it's your own show.
On mornings. I guess I'm a starter.
We're
rotational starters. I went to the beach myself one day.
Now, all by yourself.
Does that strike you as one of those like, hey, you go out to eat by yourself, or people judge other people.
They do.
That go to the movies by themselves.
Yeah, they do. I feel bad for people. Like, if I see somebody alone in a movie theater, I legitimately feel bad for them. Or if I see somebody eating by themselves, I know they don't want to be bothered, but my heart, like, legitimately bleeds. And I can't help it. It's just how I feel.
For real?
For real.
Oh, guy, there are few pleasures more sublime in this life than going to a movie by yourself. I love it. I don't need someone else's opinion. I don't need someone else talking. I don't need to see someone else's phone. No one else is going to be texting. I get my seat. I get to do my dude spread so I can take up space on all of them. The popcorn is mine. I don't have to worry about who's sipping on my straw. I love it. I'm a movie guy.
Are you a Florida or Arizona guy?
Oh, good job, Drew. I got to tell you, got to be careful just not only around here, just everywhere in life, because everything is part of the show now.
Everything.
No matter what you say,
yep,
or where you say it, best watch your back, because it's part of the show.
It is Sports Radio, WEEI. It's the Oddballs. It's Fitzy. It's Gilroy. The number to join us here today is 617-779-7937. You text the program at 37937.
Cut me off in the middle of my reset here.
What are you doing?
I thought you were done with the socials. You can find him at Gilroy on Hoops, and I'm Fitzy GFY.
There you go. There you go.
I apologize.
You stepped all over me.
Well, a bad radio. See, look, that's what happens. You go to Florida, you come back so lax, you don't get nice and tight like we do up here in New England. I wanted to get your take, your feel, because I know you listen.
I do.
What did you think about what you heard? Not just about us making fun of each other with me wiping steak on my pants accidentally one night after a few too many martinis, or Greg looking like a homeless fisherman yesterday. What did you think about what you heard for 3 days from the players and the organizational members of your Boston Red Sox?
I thought that they came off surprisingly candid and almost refreshing. I think that they're going to have this, they have this feel around the team right now where maybe they can capitalize on being the underdogs. Nobody's talking about them. There seems to be almost no energy down there at JetBlue this year. There wasn't a lot of fans there from what I saw and read from in the paper. There was just a dead atmosphere.
Chris Curtis told us as we were leaving Thursday, he said, just because pitchers and catchers have finally reported and the ballpark is open for business, in previous years, the parking lot would normally be jammed with people just walking around, taking in the first essence, if you will,
of baseball.
And now it was maybe half.
So
maybe
that,
half.
And I think that this team might be able to embrace that and embrace the fact that people are counting them out. That's something the Celtics have done a great job with over the years, by the way. It's that underdog sort of mentality, and maybe the Red Sox can capitalize on it. It's still a team, by the way, that is not devoid of talent. They've got talent. The question really becomes, when it comes to the Red Sox, is their starting pitching. But the question that you asked me was, did I like what I heard? And yeah, I was surprised. I was surprised they rolled the players out and they allowed the players to talk. I was surprised at how candid they were. I like the fact that you sort of doubled down on your question about the energy level of Cora. That meant something to me, like, because Cora was a guy that his energy was infectious, and it certainly carried through to the players, and the players absolutely responded to him. So I understand that Ron Renicki was on the bench and he was part of this team and he was somebody that these players respect, but you can't try to tell me that he's got the same level of rapport with the players that a guy like Cora did. Recently enough retired, enough success at the managerial level, somebody that was certainly very well respected, not only by the Red Sox organization, but by Major League Baseball as a whole.
Correct.
So they're taking a bit of a hit there at the manager position. But I can almost envision a scenario where Cora's players rally around the fact that he's not here and almost sort of go out there and try a little bit harder for Cora to maybe help clear his name a little bit. I don't know. I don't know what to expect from this team, but I thought that this week could have been wildly uncomfortable, and it was not.
They were present. They were candid. They were accountable. They were engaging. Very pleasant. Who cares? I mean, but then you can say, like, oh, good, they were pleasant. Was there a pleasant tone to the dialogue? I'm just saying that nobody was confrontational. Nobody was so reserved that we felt like we had to pry answers or even just a dialogue from them. I thought they did a great job not only speaking to all of the matters at hand, from whether or not it bothered them that the Astros cheated.
They didn't duck questions. I'll give them that.
Nobody ducked a single question.
Yep.
No one said, I'm going to pass on that, or next question, or I don't want to speak to that. The only time that happened, as a matter of fact, was when we were talking to Chaim Bloom about the investigation, and he said, with all respect to the ongoing process and the investigation that's taking place, I don't want to speak to that. And that's the right thing to do. But otherwise, I was thrilled to be on the other side of these interviews and speaking with people who talked about salaries, who talked about their place on the team, who talked about expectations, who discussed how weird it would be to lose family, as they described Mookie, Jackie even calling him Marcus. So obviously, I guess they were pretty tight.
Yep.
DP, as he liked to call him. Got to watch that around Danielle. Dave, you know, losing David Price, saying, like, the family got broken up.
Yep.
And they're just going to have to move on, because while that's sad, there's still a big family there. So a lot of new faces coming in. They don't know exactly what the vibe, what the energy, and what the dynamic of this team is going to be like this year, but they're looking forward to finding out. And there also was a common theme amongst all of them, which was, don't count us out just yet. Don't tell us that now, just because we had to trade one of our best pitchers and obviously our best positional player, that we're just going to fold, that this is a bridge year, that we're already on to 2021. They, to a man, they're ready to get out there, figure out how they can compete, see who can step up and make up the difference. And they all pointed to, like, Chavis. He was jacked up. He looks like he's ready for a big year. Everyone's excited about Bobby Dalbec. And they don't know about these new guys either. The Pilar signing was pretty smart. All I know is, they're going to be able to hit. They're still going to score a hell of a lot of runs. And the sky is the limit for guys like Xander, who took on the leadership role last year, and Rafael Devers, obviously. And the farm's getting restocked, too. That's good with the trade. Can they pitch?
That's the question.
Can they pitch? Can you get 25 starts out of Chris Sale?
No.
Can you get? Probably not. No. I don't know. You know, Eovaldi told us he felt great. Okay, but is he going to be able to make a full season of starts?
Right, and Erod is due for an injury. Let's face it, he was surprisingly healthy last year.
Well, and he's also a third starter. Now he's going to be your number two. And
right.
That's different. You're facing a greater caliber of opposing pitcher, which doesn't make it quite as easy. And I also did appreciate the fact that they all said, yeah, we kind of knew the cheating was going on. Like, Jackie Bradley Jr. is definitely a, I don't worry about other people's yards, I only take care of my own type
sure.
of guy, which is fine. But everyone else said, like, yeah, we kind of knew what was going on, and yeah, it pissed us off.
Really? That's surprising to me that it pissed them off, because I feel
Eovaldi
like...
Eovaldi said it's cheating. But, you're not supposed to do that.
Okay, but does Eovaldi ever use anything a little bit extra when he's pitching? Everybody has a thing, is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
And all these teams have got a thing, whether it's an Apple Watch or a barrel or something that we don't know about yet. People have been stealing signs for 100 years. The only difference now is we're using technology to do so. You know, it's no different than in the NFL, and you and I talked about this a couple of weeks ago with the Patriots and with Spygate. Their big error, what they did incorrectly, was after they were warned, they doubled down and said, you know, screw you, double middle fingers up to the league, and kept doing it. That's where the Patriots went wrong, because every team was doing something. So I always feel like it's super hypocritical when these conversations come up, where people like you and I that do this for a living, you get on the air and we're sitting here and we're chastising these teams and these players and these people for quote-unquote cheating, when the reality is, if you're not cheating or if you're not doing something a little extra, isn't the playing field no longer even at that point? If you're not keeping up with everybody else, don't these teams have to be super creative and try to find a way to sort of keep their edge over the rest of the competition?
Yeah, okay, but listen, just because if everybody else is drinking, just because, you know, like if you're at a party, now we're getting into a peer pressure matter. Does everyone else have to like... Yeah, like, hey, if you're going to come to this party, you got to drink to be cool, man.
I don't think it's about that at all. I think it's about if you're in a league where, say, there's 30 teams and 28 of them are cheating or trying to do something to get an edge, and two teams are not, then it's not fair. The balance is not fair.
But like, if other people were doing some form of cheating or manipulation or sign stealing, that's one thing. But to be, you know, short of like flying a drone over the pitcher and trying to figure out, or the catcher to find out with like a 100 times magnifying camera on it to be able to zoom in and see what they're saying or doing, like what the Astros did was insane
yeah.
to me. It's so wrong. And they also said the reason why, like you heard Bloom, maybe we can play some of these cuts later on because we haven't had much time to play and share them because the interviews are so fresh. Bloom basically said like, bringing Alex Cora back has not been a discussion.
Yeah, I heard that.
So Ron Renneke, while he's the interim manager, the interim title is only because they're waiting for the final report to come out. And apparently, according to John Heyman yesterday, it's not going to be that bad, if anything.
So when the final report comes out...
Then he'll be named manager, and it won't be like, oh, so you're placeholding for Alex, right? Like, no, I'm the manager. That's done.
But when the final report comes out and it specifies what Cora did incorrectly, what he did away from the rules with the Astros versus the Red Sox. The question becomes at that point, does he continue to be the interim manager? Let's say Cora is only suspended for one season, mm-hmm. right? Is the correct move at that point to bring him back if only because he didn't cheat with the Red Sox? The guy lost his job for something that he did while working for another team. He came to Boston, wins a World Series. He was beloved by his players, and now we're going to make it so he can't work?
I can think of a few places where that's happened.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely happened. But, you know,
if you didn't know that, it's like they didn't put, like, if I lie on my resume and then all of a sudden I start working for you,
yep.
and then you figure out, like, wait a second, your background, you told us you had a clean background check. We just ran one on you. Turns out... you have a couple DUIs, or like you have some crimes and misdemeanors, or there's an assault and battery. We have this. We don't accept people that work here like that. We're going to dismiss you. That happens. This happens in real life.
No, it does happen.
Alex Cora, we don't know the full extent of exactly what he did. It sort of sounds like this was some sort of like genius, intern who helped start the whole thing, and then it just became systemic throughout the organization. He may have started. He may have not started it, but he certainly was a part of it. And didn't have to, but did, and everyone did, and, you know, now look, the Astros look like idiots. That was the most half-assed apology I've ever heard in my entire... They deserve to get roasted all season. And sorry, Dusty Baker, I know it's making the rounds today that he's saying he wants Major League Baseball to help protect Astros players this year because they fear everyone's going to throw at them.
Yep.
Well, you know what? Sometimes you get the world or the pitch you deserve.
So this is what I don't really understand. Okay, so the Astros, they did what they did, and I understand how it was out there. What they did was above and beyond what anybody else did. But it was just a couple of years ago, the Red Sox and Yankees got busted with the watches, and nobody really took the sort of offense to that they're taking to the Astros. But at the time, the watches were absolutely using technology to cheat, and nobody really cared. That story came, and it went, and people forgot about it very quickly.
Because baseball.
So, but why is this one so much different?
I think because of the extent to which they went. And also, we don't know exactly how much information they were pulling from the Apple Watches. I remember the Apple Watch story coming out, and of course, the first reaction to it was, oh, great, another cheating scandal in Boston.
Yep.
Now we get to hear it. Now we'll have the Patriots brought up again. Now we'll just keep hearing like, oh, all your Boston teams do is cheat. That's how you win all your... That's how you
cheat is.
Yeah, your duck boats are fueled by cheating. And then I remember reading into it and thinking, this is kind of... it's a little sort of kind of much ado about nothing. And then we all moved on from it. I think people are, by and large, so perturbed by the Astros scandal because of the lengths at which they went. Like this was so elaborate.
I just feel like the goal was the same, but the method was wrong.
I mean, everything it was as rudimentary as can be by banging on a trash can and as high tech as possible by like funneling in high definition camera, like using high definition cameras and funneling them in dugouts and setting up like it was a whole scam.
It was a whole scam, but the scam, the goal of the scam was the same as
to be able to tell if this is a fastball.
Exactly. So why does it matter so much the extent by which a team goes to do this when at the end of the day, they're all trying to garner the same information and use it to their advantage? That's all. And I feel like we're using the Astros as sort of the target. And if anybody understands what it's like to be in that position, it should be us here in New England.
Well,
you're over here. You're horrified by what the Astros did, Fitzy. But you can explain away Spygate like it never happened.
No, I don't explain it away like it never happened. I just don't think it was quite the same deal. Considering there's a difference between like everyone was filming, we stood in the wrong spaces, and maybe they did it for too long as well too. So they may have built up at the library. And that's what we probably all should have had a chance to see, as opposed to Goodell doing a solid by the guy that helped him get hired in the first place, Robert Kraft, and stamping out the tapes. So the mea culpa turns into the world's biggest scandal that was much ado about nothing years later with Deflategate, and here we are. This is just wrong. Like this fundamentally eats at the heart of what's cool and competitive about baseball, because if you know what's going to happen, then there's no point to it. You may as well just be facing a pitching machine.
You're a better human being than I am.
Did you hear all week long how Ken and Curtis kept saying, like, we've discovered finally what the biggest problem with Nick/Fitzy is? He's too nice.
You really are. I mean, you're such a nice guy that you're legitimately upset and offended about this. And for me, it's like, I don't want to say that I don't care.
You're stripping the soul of baseball.
Oh, God. It is Sports Radio WEEI. It's the Oddballs. It's Fitzy. It's Gilroy. Fitzy is very concerned about the soul of baseball. We'll check on that.
Since I don't have one anymore, now that I started working here, I got to worry about some of the other souls through which I vicariously live, you son of a blank.
The number to join us here is 617-779-7937.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Now back to The Oddballs with Fitzy and Gilroy on WEEI.
About the apologies were whatever. I thought Jim Crane's was weak. I thought Manfred's punishment was weak, giving him immunity. I mean, these guys were cheating for 3 years. You know, I think what people don't realize is Altuve stole an MVP from Judge in 17. Everyone knows they stole the ring from us. I know personally I lost respect for those guys. I think I would say everyone in the show in the big leagues lost respect for those guys. I don't know what human hits a walk-off home run against Aroldis Chapman to send your team to the World Series. And one has the thought to say, don't rip my jersey off, but two, go in the tunnel, change your shirt, and then come out and do your interview. Like, that makes no sense to me. It makes zero sense to me, because I know me. Gary Sanchez said yesterday, you can rip my shirt off, my pants off. I sent my team the World Series off for Aroldis Chapman in the ninth inning at home. You can do, you know, I'm going crazy.
It's Cody Bellinger right there, and he's pissed. I mean, there's no getting around the fact that this cheating scandal, he feels like it personally affected him, affected his team, and has affected other teams throughout Major League Baseball, and he is unhappy about it, and he's not shy. And I like that about him. I like the fact that he's willing to speak up about the fact that he's hurt, and he's pissed, and he's angry, and he feels like it wasn't an even playing field. All I have to say is he better pray that the Dodgers aren't doing something.
Oh, so it's okay if Cody Bellinger, just because an MVP says it, but I say it.
Well, it certainly helps, Fitzy. You know, I'm not sharing a space with Bellinger either. I mean, right now, I feel lower than low. I feel like pawn scum, because I'm not offended by the fact that I understand that teams do this. I mean, Red Auerbach used to literally turn the heat up in the visitors' locker room so it was like a sauna in there. Turn the hot water off, so they'd taken freezing cold showers. And the Celtics, if they were down by one with four seconds to go, they knew exactly where and how to trap the opposition into a turnover on a dead spot on the floor, get the ball back, and they win the game.
Yes.
Okay? Was that cheating, or is that
gamesmanship?
That's called
home field advantage. That's called gamesmanship. That's fine.
So that doesn't offend you at all?
Not even in the... As a matter of fact, that excites me. That's home field advantage. You know which way the wind blows. You know where it blows and at what time. You know where the dead spots are. Show me in the rule book where it says, now hospitality says that you have to provide room temperature Gatorade, cold beverages, warm sandwiches. Where does it say any of this stuff? That's having fun. If they leave playbooks around, oops. That's their fault.
I mean, we see pitchers with...
That's fine.
We see pitchers with goop all over their hair that they're... I mean,
yeah, the bullfrog on the arm.
We've seen all this. So again,
what
is cheating? Like, what is cheating? Is that cheating? Does that offend you?
This was so... Like, first of all, not only did they break the rule... First of all, not only did they cheat, not only did they break the rules and just, you know, just crap all over whatever resembles the integrity of the game, they did it to a degree... That has like all these guys who are speaking out right now are saying what they're saying because they're just so shocked at how brazen the Astros were about it, and also the degree to which they took it. There are rules in place that say you can't do this.
So if they
and then they go and do it, and then it's like, oh, why? What was the big deal? Oh, we were talented enough. We won the World Series. We feel like we earned it. Why is Jacob Mariznick literally crying yesterday at his Mets introductory press conference. Because he's a giant wuss?
No.
Because he's built from the same sort of cloth of integrity that I am?
But you could take the Patriots and
say... He feels terrible.
You could say exactly what you just said. The exact same statement.
Okay, that's the coaches. That's the coaches. And that's Ernie Adams. That's Bill Belichick. That's the video assistant.
Giving their
team... Unless they've either paid them all off, killed them, or both, or sent them packing, or they all signed NDAs... Then how come we haven't heard from any of them coming up and saying, like, wow.
What, the players?
No, the video assistants, the scouts, the personnel who did what they did for the Patriots years ago. You don't know if the Patriots players, if Teddy Bruschi or Jarvis Green or, let's say, like, Antoine Smith or David Givens.
Keep
if any
going
of them,
in the way
if
back
any of them,
machine
if
here.
Any, I'm trying to think of like Patriots who could have benefited from
sure.
knowing signals or being able to, like, take tips and get what glean information from the Spygate tapes back from 01 to 07, okay?
Right.
Or through 06 because it was stopped in 07.
And again, I don't have a problem with what the Patriots
did. Why haven't they
did.
Stepped up? Not a single one of them has ever said a damn word. And everyone said something about the Astros.
Okay, but at the time, the Patriots also received the heftiest charge or whatever fine in the history of the league, correct? So you look at they clearly did something wrong to get that sort of punishment. So,
but also sometimes, all right, you're a parent. Does the punishment always fit the crime?
No.
And it always can't. Why is that? Because you have to send a message.
So
there are spankable offenses, and then there are spankable offenses.
I understand that. So what happens now, Fitzy? The Astros, this whole thing with the Astros blows up.
And they didn't even need to do it. That's what's so infuriating about it,
because they are talented. They're incredibly talented. They're a great team.
Good pitchers, but an absolutely loaded roster, and that they still needed to go further to gain competitive advantage.
Could you make the argument, though, that in your world where you want the soul of baseball to be clean and fresh and that no issues whatsoever, could you make the argument now that because this happened, other teams are going to be less likely or less willing to cheat even a little bit, whether it's an Apple Watch or a video camera or anything else that's been going on? Maybe they'll dial it back because this has sort of shown a light on this big scandal, and maybe baseball becomes whole once again.
If baseball's whole, I don't think that's going to do much of a difference for it, because it wasn't like what they did in 2017 just drove the ratings through the roof.
That's the other problem. It
didn't make a damn bit of difference. Now, I remember being excited that the Astros beat the Yankees in the ALCS. I thought that, because I'm just a spiteful Boston fan, and
sure.
You know, as long I have two favorite teams, like just like the bumper sticker and the T-shirt say, the Sox and whoever's playing the Yankees.
Correct.
And okay, so I was rooting for the Astros. Great, they won. Fun lineup, a lot of offense, easy team to root for, or so we thought. But not only did they go against the rules, there's no rules against Gatorade, the temperature, dead spots on the floor. There are rules against using technology to steal signs or gain a competitive advantage. And literally, I
feel like we've been watching baseball players sort of cheat a little bit for a long time. That's all. You know, again, it's
a little bit of cheat is allowed.
A little bit of cheat is allowed.
Just like, look, you work in candy.
I do.
So you have to adhere to FDA standards and guidelines.
Absolutely, we do.
Why are you guys allowed to lie up to 10% on your nutrition labels?
Because the FDA allows us to.
Oh, so they allow it.
Hold on, that's not cheating. That's within the rules.
No, so, it is, but that's cheating because that's
cheating.
Deceptive.
No,
that is deceptive.
It is not deceptive
yes,
at all.
Yes, it is.
Because every test comes out
a little
bit
different. If there's 150 calories and now all of a sudden there's 165, you could be throwing off my chart and I might miss my Weight Watchers bonus.
There are four independent sort of auditors and testers out there, Fitzy, and if you send the same piece of candy to all four, the results come back just a little bit different. That's all.
But really?
Yeah.
But it's baking. It's cooking. It's science. It should be the same every time.
It really should, but it's not. It is not an exact science at all. Somehow this thing just turned
into
my life, though.
And it's the inning, but I'm just trying
to
give you a...
So you're calling me a liar because my product... Yeah, that's...
You're damn straight.
All right. I'm a liar now. There it is.
But like, it's the same thing here to me. There's the inexact science and the allowable cheating, if you will. There's the up to 10% deception on the nutrition label with people like trying to steal signs or like a little substance or whatever. This has always sort of been part of the game, just like the warm Gatorade, the dead spots, and the hot locker rooms were at the Garden and with Red Auerbach and the Celtics and other things that teams have done. That's fine. There's been an unwritten agreement to all of that. Going as far as the Astros went, If it pissed off everyone else in baseball and a majority of your fans, there's a good chance what you did was wrong.
But again, I'm the same guy, Fitzy, that I don't know if I had this debate with you or somebody else a few months back, but I'm the same guy that had no problem with the steroid era. None whatsoever. And that's absolutely cheating. I mean, these guys had a competitive advantage, the guys that were using, but baseball also became wildly entertaining for a while, and their ratings went through the roof, and suddenly people were engaged and interested. I'll never forget, I was 19 years old, sitting on the field at Fenway Park, covering that All-Star game, covering the home run hitting. It was unbelievable. It was electric. The atmosphere was palpable.
Yeah, and look what happened. Somebody who didn't use steroids, somebody who didn't use any performance-enhancing drugs, stood on the mound and put on one of the great all-time performances in any showcase and struck them all out.
He did, and then what happened?
They literally tore his shoulder.
Exactly. Maybe he should have juiced a little bit, but a little bit stronger. I don't know. My point is this. I feel like sports are entertainment, and we watch them to be entertained. We watch them to escape. So if it's more entertaining because somebody's getting an edge, then bravo. I don't care that much. I just want to be entertained.
Now, listen, I think it's not just a sports thing, it's a baseball thing. Because if you found out that there was something, I don't know how we could possibly have the equivalent in basketball of the Astros sign-stealing scandal.
I don't know
I don't know if you could either. Yeah. If there was whatever it was.
Some sort of a device within the ball itself that makes it more likely to go into one of the rims versus the other. I don't know.
Or just like, what if you found out they were able to do something to their backboard or to their rim? Like, you've got to be kidding me. They literally got a carnival rim that they were able to, like a rim they could control and make it carnival style so it was impossible for that team to score on it and they could make the move. Wouldn't you not be pissed?
Of course I would be pissed.
But I feel like
that's different.
When it hits home with a sport you care about more, then obviously.
It's got nothing to do with that. I just feel like
this is not in my backyard sports 101 coming from you.
No, it's not. It's baseball has been using elements of cheating forever. Like forever, for 100 years, and suddenly we're gonna get offended. You know what happens, Fitzy, when you're allowed to go up to the line, eventually across the line. But, you know, you keep going up. That's what happens in life. So if you start showing up late to work every day, right? So you're supposed to be there at 8 o'clock, but you show up at 8:15, then suddenly 8:30. Before you know it, 8:30 becomes 9:30. 9:30 is 10 o'clock if nobody stops you and says, hey, you're supposed to be here 2 hours ago. So your little bit of leeway that you could have had turns into having to go back to work at 8 o'clock in the morning. Otherwise, you lose your job because you walked that line and you continued to walk that line and you pushed it. Baseball's been doing that forever. The Astros, they crossed the line. No doubt about it.
Crossed it. They stepped across it, turned around to it, dropped their pants, urinated on it, laughed, and then kept going.
It's very Belichickian is what they did. That's what they did. They got an advantage. It's what they did, and they're guilty of it, and it sucks, and it's hurting baseball, and I get it. The players are upset. But
As a matter of fact, I think it's actually going to help baseball in the long run, because people are going to watch baseball this year because at least for a little while, there's just going to be some sort of random form of curiosity that's going to peek its head out, that's going to make people watch like, so how much of an advantage were they gaining? And then they'll come to the product. And then if baseball doesn't have a sterling, shiny, awesome, action-packed, brisk first month, then people are going to go, oh, that's right. That's why I don't watch until... or at least listen till the summertime. And I'm okay right now. You know, I'm going to go watch the basketball playoffs. You know what? Actually, I'm going to go tune into the hockey playoffs.
It's just the hypocrisy that
baseball
kills me.
Does not need to be played. I feel like it would be so easy if the players' union wasn't so damn strong to be able to just dip your head into baseball for 5 minutes and fix 10 things about it and make it so much more accessible and exciting, shorter, quicker. Don't start it in April. No, you know what's not fun?
Memorial Day through Labor Day. That's what it should be.
The opener, I am way too into the hockey and basketball playoffs in April. And once the joy of like, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's opening day at Fenway Park.
Right.
Aside from after that, last year sucked. And it wasn't just because, you know, Brady didn't show up to walk out of the wall with the Pats or because they lost the game. Want to know why it sucked? Because it was 37 degrees outside.
Yeah, I was going to say, take your kid to a nighttime game in April at Fenway. It's a miserable experience.
A nice sideways mist, and then you get to take the tee home. Oh, the tee probably isn't working. It's a great time.
It's miserable. But if you go and you take him to a game in July, mid-afternoon, it's a wonderful experience. It's two completely different experiences. Same game, different experience.
And most of your more popular teams play in areas that have temperate climates. And we've got four seasons. So what we should probably do is avoid the worst parts of the seasons that make it a miserable fan experience. But if it started in May and then it finished in October, there would be fewer complaints. There'd be more interest. But over 162 games with the modern attention span, sorry.
That's the problem. It's the modern attention span. The game is far too long. If you include the pregame and postgame stuff, you're looking at a minimum of a four-hour investment, and they're asking you to make that investment 5 or 6 days a week.
A four-hour investment? What is this, the BC postgame show?
I know. Well played. It is Sports Radio. WEI, it's Fitzy, it's Gilroy. Room for you guys here when we get back at 617-779-7937.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
More of what you want to hear. The Oddballs with Fitzy and Gilroy on WEEI.
Jim, sign stealing is a distinct advantage for the hitter. So how is it that it doesn't affect competition? So then what are you guys apologizing for?
We're apologizing because we broke the rules.
But isn't sign stealing a distinct advantage for the hitter, so doesn't it automatically impact competition?
It could possibly do that. It could possibly not.
Okay, guys, we're going to wrap up. Thank you, Dusty. Thank you, Jim.
That was so uncomfortable.
Oh,
so uncomfortable.
Awful, 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 awful.
He made John Henry sound smooth and truthful all the time. You know what I mean? Like, that was just so, it was such a bad look. And I understand why the Astros sort of wheeled out their owner and they came out, they had their press conference. I know what their intent was.
Tone deaf.
But they really should not have done that.
Tone deaf. Like I said earlier in the show, and we'll, maybe we can play this audio in a minute. Drew, do you have the Mariznick cut? Okay. Why does it take somebody, a former Astro, who's now playing on another team? Maybe he's crying because he's on the Mets. I don't know. Cheap joke. I apologize. No, I don't. I'll move on. Jacob Mariznick yesterday steps out and meets the press because he was part of the 2017 Astros team.
Sure.
And in 30 seconds was able to do what the Houston Astros, from management to ownership, players, the whole kit and caboodle. I've always wanted to know what a caboodle is, by the way. I don't know.
It's a makeup kit.
Oh, that's what it is?
Yeah.
So it's a it's a kit.
It's a kit. It's a big makeup kit.
Well, then
kit.
That's redundant. That's like calling it a panini sandwich. If you have a kit and a caboodle.
Who says panini sandwich?
Well, some people do. You look at menus.
I say I want a panini.
Like, I know, but like you'll see some sort of like placards or menu boards that'll say like panini sandwiches. Like, that's... panini is Italian for sandwich.
Yeah, it is, but I think panini, so a lot of times in a menu, it'll have a listing of sandwiches, and a panini is under said listing, so sandwich is the header, and panini's down below.
Right, so it should say panini style, if anything.
Okay.
I digress.
How'd we get there?
Easily. I want to start with apologizing for what happened in 2017. I feel terribly about it. There's a line, and it was definitely crossed, and I want to say sorry to the fans, Major League Baseball, my peers, and anybody else who's affected by this. When I come in here, I don't want to be a distraction to the Mets clubhouse, but I do recognize that this is a major deal, this is a big deal, and that's why I'm here today to talk to you guys about it and to discuss it.
So what happens next?
But it just took 30 seconds. That's it. The guy comes in. You can see he's sincere. He's getting choked up.
Yep.
He feels badly. I don't think Altuve, Bregman, get out of here.
Nobody seemed to care.
We just want to say that we did some things. I guess you guys didn't like the things we did. We probably won't continue to do those things. Go Astros. Thank you. Like, what are you? That was, he, like, you had a chance to allow us to, I guess we're not going to immediately forgive you, but we can empathize to a degree. You know, like, look, if I knew, if we're playing cards, right? If we're sitting at a table and you are either like, I don't know, just like you're not paying attention, or you've got this grand tell, maybe you're a little half in the bag, maybe, you know, it's Tuesday night in Florida with Fitzy, you've had a couple pops, right? And I can see over your shoulder, or I can see your cards.
Yes.
If I keep doing it, it's like, all right, I'm kind of addicted to it because, like, I keep getting a slight competitive advantage and I can't help it. It feels like that's what everyone down in Houston kept doing. Except then, the next time we played cards, we brought in mirrors and I put in like a little webcam over there. Like, if you came to my house and you found out that I had this whole system set up, boy, sure, we sure do seem to always lose our shirts when we go to Fitzy's, but he's not that good a poker player everywhere else. I wonder why.
So let me ask
you
this.
You'd be pissed.
Let me ask you this then, Fitzy. As the person, you brought up this analogy, how would you feel as the winner? Would you feel like good about yourself, or would you feel kind of less than?
If I was that kind of person, I probably wouldn't care, because obviously scruples and rules and protocol and just general decency don't apply.
So, I mean, not all of the Astros are immoral people. So there had to be some people that won the World Series that didn't take as much pride and joy in it then. If everybody really knew about it and everybody knew that this team was, you know, going over said edge when it came to their cheating, then they could not have enjoyed that World Series victory as much as if they did it clean.
I kind of get the feeling now that it's tainted for everybody.
It is kind of tainted.
It's well, I mean, from our perspective, it's tainted AF. As far as I'm concerned, I think they should get all the players and play it again.
Really?
That's why not?
I mean, because you can't go back in time.
No, and you can't undo it. What's done is done. I get it.
And again, it's
to me,
hard to sit here and do
you'll
this.
Never have a pro. You'll never have a pro title vacancy. But to me, nobody won the World Series in 2017. That's garbage.
So do we need to go back then and look at all the other World Series that have been played and figure out what sort of competitive advantage another team was getting? And that's the danger zone of this for me.
Well, in 2007, the Red Sox just had a better scouting department than the Astros, so they knew what they were going to do. Their advanced scouting was so good, the breakdowns they had on everyone, which they got earnestly and honestly, helped them just outpitch with an okay staff in 2007.
That's what we think. That's what we think. We don't know. And again, just because these teams have not been caught over the years does not, I think it's pretty naive to think that other things have not been going on. That's all.
True. No, fair enough. Because if you find out that a significant other has either stolen money, using drugs, cheating on you, whatever, there's a good chance that the time that they're going to apologize for and say, oh, I can't believe it. What was I thinking? It'll never happen
again. It's when they
get caught. Yeah, it's when they get caught.
Exactly.
That's not the first time.
Exactly. So that's my only point here is baseball has had this subculture for years and years and years and years and years of teams trying to get an edge. And the Astros, they developed a system. The system went way over the line. I'm not trying to defend their system, but I am defending the mentality that led them down that road. That mentality has been a part of baseball for as long as I've been alive and much longer than that, Fitzy. So again, that's part of the culture of the game. It's trying to get that edge, get that advantage, steal those signs, get just the slightest bit of an advantage over your opposition to give you your best chance to win. It's always been there, and it's not going to go away.
And just so you know how my child mind works so easily, shall we say, do I digress? While you used the phrase subculture, I just went to the Google machine and made sure that someone out there owns a restaurant called Subculture, and they do. So
they do.
I'm happy about that. It was taken. I just want to make sure.
You were going to do it, though, right? You're going to go open one up. This is, you steal my word and go make your millions. That's fine, Fitzy. I need more friends like you, I got to tell you.
I wish I had an entrepreneur. I'm trying to develop an entrepreneurial mind. If anything, the constant nagging and, you know, getting under my skin and, you know, emotional subtweeting I get from Ken and Curtis.
Yes.
Is hopefully going to lead to me not necessarily being a worse person, but just thickening my skin and also being, I don't know, shall we say, a better emotional entrepreneur.
All right, it is Sports Radio. WEI, it's the Oddballs.
It jerks.
It's Fitzy. It's Gilroy. Look, when we come back, I want to get into this KG stuff for a few minutes here with you, Fitzy.
Oh, you didn't like my take. A lot of people didn't, and that's okay.
A lot of people did as well. So I was kind of surprised at the reaction to this.
It's about 50-50, what do you say?
It was, okay. And that kind of blew my mind. You've got a certain group of people here in New England that absolutely think the Celtics go way too far, and they put way too many people up there, and it's almost like they were going to penalize Kevin Garnett because they put Jim Loskatoff up there. And that doesn't make any sense to me. If anybody deserves to have their number retired, it is Kevin Garnett. I'll tell you why, and Fitzy's going to tell you why he doesn't think that Kevin Garnett deserves it. He didn't earn it. I guess Kevin Garnett wasn't that good of a player to Fitzy. We'll talk about that when we come back right here on Sports Radio WEI.
Okay, guys, we're going to wrap up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.